Before we begin, the stones that are coming in for today's meditation is honey calcite, green selenite, ancestralite, shungite, clear quartz, amethyst, and black moonstone, as well as an organite piece that I made. It's in a dragon form. And inside holds powdered stainless steel, copper, rose quartz, tourmaline, selenite, and I'm feeling that connection with owl here. And the guidance is to do a quick meditation, channeling square. And how it helps us, what it means for us, what our interaction with it is, if it has any messages, and how we can best use it in our lives. Taking a nice big deep breath. If you can imagine this organite cleansing, clearing, the same as the shungite, protecting your space from EMF, Wi-Fi, radio waves, microwaves, which are the same. But a lot of what this is, though, outside of you, this is an indicating factor, I think, for the shape of square, that it's protective for us, that we be our circle to help shield and deflect. There's no sharp edges. And the guides are saying that when we see the circle, that's the indicator to shield up in dealing with technology, or what some call dirty electricity. And it's bringing us to where we are grounded in our physical form. And they're putting a circle at our throat chakra for healing, releasing, speaking. And two, the intention is to connect with orange, the color, the frequency. And the shifting from grounding from below into grounding from above. I'm seeing a big torus shape with it's a figure eight in the middle. So on its side, it's the infinity symbol. But it's upright. And it's cleansing us. It's bringing in the divine unconditional love. It's sustaining us. You can ask the frequencies that serve you for your best or better to give you what you need today, to help sustain you, to nourish your soul, your physical body. And I'm seeing now out the root chakra, which I'm seeing more and more now in many of us, that it's at the bottoms of our feet. That's how stretched out our auric field is in regards to where the chakras lie. So I see it at our feet, about our feet level. And that root chakra connecting into the earth, and as we're moving this energy around, I'm seeing what's being released into the earth mother to heal. And they're saying for the squares, the geometry, the creator, all creation, for this purpose, we're not bringing up the earth energy at this time for healing. If it resonates for you to do so, go ahead. They're showing me instead it's a pouring in. They're calling it the electric cosmos. We're plugging into all that is, the wavelengths of information that comes in. We're trying to attune that to our physical body, and it's filtered with our higher self. Meaning the information and the frequency of what's coming in is very, very high in vibration. So we need it maybe in the form of an IV drip or funneled. So it comes at a pace that works for us, integrates and modulates, and connecting to all of our cells. Bringing in life where it is needed. Here they're asking that if you're guided to, ask for a DNA repair, a cellular restructuring for some of us. As things that we have done in our lifetime, that health-wise, environmental, different things that we put into our bodies can change the DNA, disabling it from healing itself from within. So asking for the cellular repair kit, if you will, that attunement be well received for your best or better, and at a pace that allows you to function. And squares coming in. So I'm going to go ahead and open up our sacred space here, bringing in all the beautiful beings of light. Asking that all information, guidance, messages, and healing be of divine truth and for the good and the good of all. And squares coming in, not just with the angular perspective, meaning that the angle is what it represents in numbers and form. It's saying that there's rays of light within it. If you think of the spider web in the corner, it's like that same entrance point for light to come in as lines intersect. It's a physical reality that we're in. And so as things physically incarnate or come in, and they have a form, a geometrical form. What this does for us is this helps us with, they're saying the first and second chakra, the square itself. Not just in the terms of building blocks, if you think of squares or Legos, that we need structure, that a tree trunk grows with roots, the base. But it's also that the well established in this reality, if you will, that this well is what is our portal. It's our connection. And anytime we go through it, this well, there's these rays of light, all different kinds of light. There's frequencies of different kinds. It reminds me of the length anyway of going down a water slide and through times when we felt that have been dark. These different rays come in, these light beings come in, consciousness comes in. In the human form, we use the rectangular door most times. It's the structure of who we are. And there's parts of us why we connect so much with square. It is because one of those numbers that you can break down and break down endlessly. It's not going to lose its shape or its form. And the point of the corner is acting as if it's an anchor, meaning that it anchors us to that time and place or to that part in our body. They're saying it has some connection to do with our spine, the building block of our spine. And a part of this, I think what they're showing me is that it's about us being able to connect with each and every corner. Whether if there's different consciousness there that we're connecting with, or colors, or experiences. They're saying if you think of it structurally, gift-giving, Boxing Day, if you have something leaning in on itself that makes a corner structurally, the engineering of it is pretty safe. It's secure. And they're saying in redundancy why it's structurally sound is because there's always a back and a front that it can lie itself onto or next to or underneath. So they're showing me the sides. Say if there's framing. House framing, building a structure. The header, doubling or tripling up on the lumber, the support that's needed. And if you think of it, so the 2x4, as traditionally back in the day, was 2x4. And how much smaller that is in this day, like 1.5 by 3.5 as an example. There's still squares. There's still the structural squares within that, the grains, the flow of energy that comes through, the building blocks of life and material for the tree, the dirt, the soil. But they're showing me it's like energetic. The building blocks are energetic. And they're saying it's all containing within, it's bringing closure, the Fibonacci swirl, the spiral. And if you box that in, equal parts. So it's the mathematics, the application of square that allows us to count, predict, build, expect, and do a number of things that helps us in this physical world. We wouldn't be able to do the things that we want to do if it weren't for square. The mathematical equations, the square root of things. You square up with someone. A number of different things come to mind, and what they're saying is that it's in our verbiage, it's in our language, because we also understand that energetically there is still that coming back around. It's all connected. When you're healing, when you're doing work in your home, oftentimes it's said to have those crystals or salts or whatever remedies or cures that you put into the corners of the room, corners of the home, corners of your property. Because it covers, they're showing me the X. So when we measure a TV screen, it's diagonally from the bottom left corner up to the top right corner. As an example, it's longer in length. And that length continues, even though the TV is framed to be only so big, the energy expands beyond that. And they're showing me the same of, like, what I'm seeing is the house, the floodlights that are outside. If you imagine the corners of the square, you have your inside structure and outside in that angle on that tip of that side. It's like having floodlights continue energetically. So they're lines that continue endlessly. And why they're so needed and important is because it affects one linear line, one ley line. Why it's significant. It goes around, it goes through, it goes below and above. Energetically, it's everywhere. And they're showing me if there's a house that you're building or have built or you live in, wherever this is, what this is. There's a mirror home as well. And they're showing me it's the same as if we have our physical body and our astral body. The home has its own entity, its own purpose, its own consciousness. And it's the same reflected on the other side, if you will. We don't energetically see these homes, these exact replicas of itself. But they're saying that's what it's doing. There's a replication there for it because that's what helps balance. There's two. They're saying the significance of the numbers 2 and 4 in squares. And that mirroring, that energy, it's just that idea. It's a concept that lets us know that this is infinite. It keeps going. And honey calcite, what I'm seeing for that, it's about being able to connect. It's kind of between the colors orange and yellow. It's a very soft, gentle color. It's almost like a see-through pastel peach. Some are a little more yellow or vibrant. Some are more orange. So there's degrees of it, but the honey aspect and how it comes in to help. If you think of the sun basking the earth, shining its rays down. Sometimes there's filters that we don't realize are here in plain sight until we tap in. And that's what honey calcite feels like. There's a... So what I'm seeing is that there's energy coming to, coming from this honey calcite, and it's that filter, say, from the sun coming down to us. we'll want to call it the ozone, but there, this is energetic. This is different. This isn't energetically, it's like realms that the sun hits, these different realms. And how good for us the sun is, how important the sun is. And they're saying too, beyond that, it's contrary to what a lot of people think, that we're taught not to embrace the sun because that's another truth in technology that's hidden in plain sight. They want to tell you the sun is bad. They want to tell you whatever that truth is, feel into this. It might not be yours. They're bringing this to you, though, to say if you're guided to do something, sun gazing is an example. It's the same information, different, but the same information that's coming in with honey calcite, meaning that how it's the same is it's bringing in this warmth, this gentleness, that soothing, say, honey and hot tea, how healing that is. And different, of course, because it's not the sun, but it's our own atmosphere we can create with honey calcite. And the green selenite, why that's coming in, they're saying there's crystal clarity with heart. With heart healing, heart opening, and bringing in square, what that's doing is it's bringing in that ability to be able to have a structure, if you will, to build a safe place for yourself. Meaning sometimes things are coming up, we're vulnerable. Actions, thoughts, words. Things we're coming across. Suddenly we're feeling emotional or suddenly we're experiencing things. Vulnerability in itself. They're saying it's like this honey calcite little home. And if it's a different stone or crystal, that's fine too. Whatever you're imagining. But it's very safe here. The light comes in. You still feel the love, the embrace. And it's allowing you to be. Maybe sometimes criticism is hard to accept. It's allowing that to come in. It's allowing you to grow. And they're saying, if you think about it, a square, it's like the same as a pyramid, just without that top where the sides come in to a point. And there's a square base. They're saying the square two-dimensional line itself is what's so important for the building blocks for our consciousness. It's linear. And it's purposeful. It's like little workers they're showing me with the corners of these squares coming in. And they're coming in through the corners, and it's allowing what is meant to happen, but it keeps the complete open space in the center of the square open for transmutation, through healing. And they're saying why these workers are coming in the corners. If you think of it where, say, and I'm coming from many, many kitchens that I've worked in, so many, many times after cooking, we have to clean. And you can tell where someone hasn't gotten the floors. It's the square corner, but they don't get into the corners themselves to clean. So the mop passes by, there's gunk, there's stuff that can build up in those corners. These workers come in, they're like little energy munchers, and they're keeping that clear It's your entrance and exit points, the gratitude that they have for us. These little energy workers, this is really beautiful. But they're showing me like this is, I guess their job or their mission, their duty, why they do what they do. They love seeing transformation. They love to help. It's almost like we're their purpose. This consciousness of cleaning up old material, layered up energy. Energy of others, things that haven't served us, but this is more of like the residual collection, the deeper layer of maybe what once was that's lingering. Especially the emotional component. And the foundations, they're saying with one square and nine blocks within it, there's so much that comes with the number nine. Break it down to the number six. Break it down to the number three. And structurally, with energy, this is a lot of what's needed in creating realms and realities. We need these shapes. We need this understanding in the physical. And they're saying because that's what is easier. For those of us that are here on Earth, what we're doing is bringing in this idea of what we're seeing, experiencing. But behind the scenes, there's so much going on. Behind the scenes, our divine team is at work. Our higher self is at work. So that's kind of what they're showing me. It's like a little bit of what's going on in the corners of who we are. Longitudinally, they're saying that the linear energy lines and latitudinally. I don't know if I'm saying those right. What they're showing me, it's that energy, what's moving through and connecting, and it's ever making that atom, that charged particle, the ion, and the forms of it. I keep saying this word, latitudinally, latitude, ladder. Oh, okay, I get it. So what they were saying is if you think of it as a ladder, the building blocks, the structures, the squares that build on top of one another, the realms, if you will, different places we voyage, we astrally go, interdimensionally connect with, bringing in this abundance, bringing in this awareness, remembering you are your I am energy. You are abundance. You are love. You are creator. This is really beautiful white, kind of liquid gel energy coming in over my third eye. And it's so healing. It's a rejuvenation. And what I'm feeling is it's settling my stomach. Not that it's upset, but there's things I feel like it's helping my lower chakras right now. They're feeling a bit energized, very open. And so it's soothing, they're saying. This white is soothing, especially for the sacral chakra. And let's talk about orange for a minute. An orange bringing in what it is that we're wanting to experience. Meaning that it's, I always think of orange, I think of vivacious, I think of summer, I think of citrus, I think of As a kid, I loved orange picking. We had trees. There's so much with orange, the round fruit that it is, and the scent. But it feels like a calling in of a little cleansing, I guess this is what I'm seeing. Restructuring. They're showing me the restructuring the crystals and our cells that are within the chakra. And I'm asking, can it be a square? Can we change the shape of our chakra to something? And that's funny. They're showing me like it's just this wheel that keeps spinning. You can pick any image, the star, dodecahedron, a cylinder, cone. They're saying anything, and you can play with it because it's really that malleable energy. It can form into what you're wanting it to. It will default. It will go back to what it is, but they're showing me through restructuring this, that's playing with our energy and feel. When you get to a shape that you wish to work with, feel that shape. And then for comparison, imagine it is a different shape. And then feel what that is like. And all of a sudden, we're in this really cool, it's like an aqua blue pool. And as the sun's setting, there's orange at the top of the water, giving reflections. I wish I could paint this. It's just the right angle for the sun, the clouds in the sky. But they're saying through water, this emotional healing component, and especially with self and our journey, sacral chakra connecting to our inner child, to the younger versions of ourself that we were at each age as a child. And not just our creativity and sexuality, but it's also manifesting. Broadcast this orange into your light. Bring that life force into your day. They're saying just a swath of orange, maybe even just painting a little canvas orange, orange mug, orange pillow, something every day that you can look at that reminds you of orange. That's like that container of abundance and uplifting. Manifesting with compassion and love, patience. All these things are contained within that color. And it's significant for us here. The frequency of orange is very cleansing. It's polishing. But it's also in a weird kind of way, I don't associate orange with nurturing, but that's what they're showing me. And we can add different colors with orange. You can add purples, pinks, red, yellow, white. There's blue. There's all different kinds of variations. They're saying if you'd like with those shapes, if you're setting on one, you can also have it change colors as well and feel those colors, the frequency of it, what that means. Moldavite comes in. And then Hiddenite as well. And Hiddenite has the role, it wants to bring in to you the information that you don't normally see, but it's around you. So it wants to bring this to you if you wish to work with it. You can ask to do so. Let it be of divine truth for your best or better. And then working with whatever colors, if there's something else that comes in, work with that. And the guides are stepping back now. They're thanking us for this journey. They're bringing us to a place. It's a square block. This looks like you have clear calcite. And as we step down, there's stairs that lead us down. And we're taking a bath, a very quick swim. It's an orange ocean. It's kind of funny. It reminds me of Tang. It looks kind of granulate too. Granulated. It's just a nice refresher, nice little rejuvenation, drying that off. Having it cleanse all of our chakras, leaving anything and everything that's not ours, not serving us, not needed, behind to be healed by the Earth Mother. And it's funny, they're showing me it's actually like a swimsuit, but how we're our soul, spirit, anyway, coming back into our body from this meditation, how we're grounding into our body. They're showing me it's like putting on clothes. So it's putting our pants on, a shirt. It's cold today, so a scarf and a hat, extra thick socks. Some nice warm winter boots and a winter coat. And that's what's bringing us into our bodies, feeling safe, connected, thanking the guides for all the information, this quick wisdom that they shared, and thanking all that is. And taking some more deep breaths here. And then when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes.